Hey, greetings. This is Brother Jim, DaleParish.com, John 424 Radio. Hey, I thought I'd bring you today a question. Maybe you can help me answer this question. What religious bodies keep these 10 biblical traits? What religious body keeps these 10 biblical traits? You know, I'm often getting people come to me almost weekly challenging my hard stance that religious bodies in America are 99.999% in sin and false ways. And they'll laugh and they'll mock and they'll say, there's many bodies around that are biblical. And then I simply ask, where are they? Show them to me. Well, frankly, they go away, they shut up really quick, and they never offer any biblical bodies. Today, I want to talk to you about a simple 10-point test. You know, we have a 10-point test that's a little bit different. It goes into more detail. I'm just going to talk to you today about 10 points that a religious body, a biblical body, should have if they're following Christ. Let's cover these together, all right? Number one, a biblical gospel. Brother Jim preaches it all the time. Faith in Christ, shed blood in His resurrection. Repentance, turning from your sin and man-made religion in the world, being born again by His Spirit. Holiness and obedience is the fruit you're of Him and enduring in the faith. That's the biblical gospel. Does the body preach that and have that? And then do they train men to go out and preach that in the world and in the streets versus just plain churchianity? So number one, the biblical gospel. Number two, are they scripture-based only? Meaning, they don't follow famous pastors from the 18th century, no famous false teachers today, no isms, Calvinism, and pre-trib rapture, and all these man-made things. No, Matthew 4:4, Jesus said we live by every word out of the mouth of God. And also, do they strive for perfect unity, truth in all doctrine? 1 Corinthians 1:10. Number three, the New Testament design, not building-centered, denominational design. 2 Thess 2:15, Paul says, keep the traditions. The early saints met house to house. They didn't use instrumental music. They didn't have youth groups, youth pastors, a whole bunch of man-made groups. They were New Testament designed and led according to what God ordained for His body. They didn't adapt the ways of the culture. Number four, multiple elders and many men teaching and sharing in a gathering. Titus 1, 1 Corinthians 14. Not one modern pastor leading the way. Everybody sitting around waiting to see what he's going to have to say. No, New Testament led by the Spirit. Many men taking part. Number five, no feminism. 1 Timothy 3, no lady pastors, no lady elders, the ladies not teaching and speaking in the body, no feminism being promoted in the body. That's a big topic that we write about a lot because it's everywhere. No feminism. Number six, personal holiness of the saints. This would include head coverings, 1 Corinthians 11, biblical dress, 1 Timothy 2, tunics for men, Genesis 3:21. Proper headship order at home, homeschooling for children, many, many things fall under that. Personal holiness, according to God's word, like the New Testament saints. Number seven, have they come out of the world? Romans 12:2, do they avoid all the man-made church systems and political ways around them and cultural ways? Colossians 2:8, all the rudiments that leave Christ. Number eight, do they use body discipline? Matthew 18, 2 Thess 3. You got saints that are living or walking or keeping sin. You go to them, you call them out of it. They don't leave sin. You put them out of the body. You avoid association with them. Body discipline keeps the leaven out, right? Galatians 5, 9. Number nine, no tithing and money taking, but biblical giving. 2 Corinthians 9, Paul talks about let each man give out of his own heart. Let God guide the giving, not a pastor, not some false tithe system that was for the Old Testament ways. And lastly, number 10, They call out and they mark and avoid all false teachers, false teachings, no ecumenicalism, uniting with Roman Catholics, Baptists, Lutherans, Jehovah's Witness, whatever group. Romans 16:17, John 4:24, worship in spirit and truth. Now, that's 10. I could make a whole bunch more. Let's just go with that 10. This is not a huge list by any means, yet the bodies that we see and have met and have visited to stand outside or have known over the last 14 years, they lack much and they don't meet these basic 10 points. So we could never unite to them because we care and love God's doctrines, God's word, to honor and glorify Him. To not keep God's word and God's ways that He ordained for His New Testament body offends a holy God. You can go compromise if you want to, just to have fellowship. I call it fellowship idolatry. I will not, we will not. I will be a Noah in my own generation. I'll stand alone if I have to. I'm thankful that I do know a few saints that meet these biblical traits and many more, and they are precious, rare indeed. So I challenge you, all you people that might be aligned with us, maybe you're listening and you're an enemy. I challenge you, go test any religious group you know of in America today, and you let me know if they meet these 10 basics that the New Testament bodies in Christ's time, Paul's time, would have met. And if they do, if they meet these 10, here's my offer to you. Sister Debbie and I will travel there. We'll meet them. We'll draw close to them. We will be their best workers. We'll camp in their parking lot. We will serve them. And then we will go out and we will be their very best missionaries. That's our commitment to the body of Christ if we meet other true saints and the individual saints we meet. We don't meet bodies all over. We meet individual saints here and there. We commit to them. We look after them. We love them. We care for them. We disciple them. We'd do the same thing if we found a biblical body of true believers. So, hey, you know all these bodies that are fully biblical? Hey, here's my number, 608-547-8162. Call me, men. I want to know about these bodies. Now, if you can't find them, you can't find those bodies that meet those traits, well, I'm going to say this. Welcome to our world and the reality that we see out here as we travel and preach and meet hundreds and thousands of people. We travel the country, we see the deadness, the compromise, the false ways, the ecumenicalism, heresy all over. Honestly, I don't even know anybody. Hear me now, I'm going to say this. I've thought about this, and it's so sad, but it's so true. I don't even know anybody, a body of religious believers in a home or in a building that meets even three or four of these 10 traits that I talked about. That's how bad it really, really is. Clearly, we are deep into the falling away time. It's been here for many, many centuries. Well before the Reformation, and the Reformation brought much more corruption. We are in that great falling away. Now, me and my house, we will be holding fast to the truth we see in God's Word, to His pattern, His model, His ways, and we pray you will as well. I want you to hear this. Keeping the faith is not just believing in Jesus. Keeping the faith is also keeping God's ways, His ordained pattern, His commandments for His New Testament body that He shed His blood for. Remember that. Hold fast to the obedient faith, all ye saints of God. And as Brother Paul instructed us, Hebrews 3:13-14, but exhort one another daily while it's called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. For we are made partakers of Christ if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast unto the end. Isn't that beautiful? Holding steadfast means also keeping the ways, keeping the doctrines, keeping the pattern, keeping what God has ordained. Are you doing that? Or are you compromised just to have fellowship so you're not alone? If you stand strong, God will embolden you. God will give you courage. God will grow you. If you compromise in fake false fellowship, you'll be weak, ineffectual, and when the tribulation comes, you will not be able to stand against evil and the Antichrist. Get ready to stand today. Stand against all these false religious bodies. You let me know if you know of a body that has these 10 biblical points and all of the parameters around those 10 points. We'd love to come meet them, love on them, serve them. And if you can't come up with a biblical body, that should really quicken you to see how rare, true, biblical, holy, obedient saints are. And if you know some, cling to them, cherish them and love them, unite to them, study the word with them, encourage them daily, hold fast in the faith and help each other do that. Hey, this has been Brother Jim. We are on the gospel road. Go to don'tperish.com. Go to the teaching blog every day. Articles, audios, videos, pouring out, sisters' blogs, encouraging the saints. We know a few scattered all over. We love them so. We long to meet more. We'd love to meet a whole building full of them. But we're not holding our breath. We're holding fast to the doctrines of God. We love you all. Till next time, have a glorious day, and may God be praised.